Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. S38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Michael Lee Stallman is our guest. Michael is a longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, president, co-founder of Connection Culture Group, the co-author of Connection Culture. That's his new book, second edition, out now. Mike, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things we can do to persevere and to thrive, even during a pandemic. And you talked to us earlier about trying to stay optimistic. You know, on the optimistic thing, Michael, one of the things that I've tried to do is to find the silver linings. I'm not playing the Pollyanna glad game, but there are silver linings, and of course I have access to stories like you do of silver linings where people are had to shift to do things a different way, and not only did it save them, they're not going back, and they found a way to go forward differently that they never would have found otherwise, and it's better than what they had. Those are the kinds of things, and you know, you also in a time like this, you definitely have to stay focused on your priorities. But I want to talk about the connection thing. That's your third point, how to stay connected. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I hope people were doing. You know, last April, I was telling my audience, and you were here part of that time talking to us about this, to, you know, even if you're not going to sell somebody something, even if you can't sell them something, you got to stay connected to your customers so that when they can buy again, they'll remember who was talking to you. What do you think, Mike?
Yes, absolutely. To stay connected with your employees and your customers, and there's a really important reason to do that, because when we're connected, especially in times of stress, our brain activity is focused in the region of the brain where we make, it's called the prefrontal cortex, where we make rational decisions. If we panic and we feel, you know, stress overload, our brain activity shifts to the amygdala where we process threats, and it disconnects the cortex, so we don't think clearly. So we want to keep the team connected and pulling together, cooperating, supporting each other. And one of the things that begins with is self-care, because, you know, I'm sure you've noticed this, I've noticed this. When I don't take care of myself, I get grumpy. I'm short, my fuse is short. And so we have to make sure we're getting enough sleep and getting out, getting some exercise. And those things will help us be better connectors. And then, you know, getting people involved in making sure you're touching base with people, getting them involved in conversation. Conversations actually have that effect of moving the brain activity to the part of the brain where you make rational decisions.
And part of this is what people have had to learn how to do when they had remote workers. It wasn't enough just to meet with them and on Zoom or whatever and talk about the business. You and others have taught us that, you know, you got to circle back individually with each member and not talk about business. Make sure that they are okay, because there was a time when you could kind of see it from their body language when they were walking around the office. But now that you can't see them, you only see them face to face a few minutes a day, and it's on a two-dimensional screen. That kind of subliminal information doesn't come across. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, that's true. We have to be out there and present and showing them that we care about them. And your point, Jim, that we should be talking, you know, asking them about life outside of work, that's important too. It shows that we care about them as individuals and not just as means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody ought to have, you know, a time each week where we can process our week with a buddy. You know, I do this with my wife, and just share our highs and lows. And that helps us to process that. You know, I'm in a men's Bible study, and, you know, we call it praises and prayer requests, right? The prayer requests are usually the lows. And but that really does help us from an emotional health standpoint, so that we can be our best. Another thing that's important is to count our blessings, you know, gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
Just take the time to pause every day and think about, you know, you probably know that old song, remember that old hymn, Count Your Blessings, name
oh, yeah.
One by One?
One by one, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly
there's
right.
A lot of wisdom in that.
This is something that I've talked about over the years, Mike, is when I was, the way I did this, when I was at my worst, when I thought the world was caving in, when I didn't, there were times when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour, never mind tomorrow. And when I got to that point, I said, okay, how are my kids? If my kids are okay, nothing else mattered.
Yeah.
And that's how I got, how I put things in perspective. What do you think? Last thoughts, Mike.
Yeah, that's true for me too. I think the last thing I want to share is never worry alone. You know, this is a hard season we're in.
Yeah.
And for those listeners out there, if you're worrying, find someone that you can talk to, because that makes you feel better and it helps you make better decisions. So never worry alone.
Yeah, that's something a lot of us we don't take things going on at work home with us. And sometimes that's good, but sometimes it's not good. So that's a good point, Mike. Hey, Mike, quickly tell us about what your company does. Remind the audience what you do.
Yeah, so we just help organizations create cultures that pull people together, what we call cultures of connection. And you can find out more about it. And we wrote an article about this very topic, you know, thriving through the pandemic. It's on our website at connectionculture.com.
Connectionculture.com. Hey, Mike, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Tim. It's a joy to be with you.
We always enjoy having you here. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.